Thus, another spring day at North High begins with a bang. As we enter the classroom, the first period tardy bell rings.
Karen Morrison will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and then she will read the Daily Bulletin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Girls, Miss Saxton Day is coming. It's on Monday, April 5th. Each homeroom will pick one girl to represent them, and one girl will be picked as Miss Saxton. She will be judged on appropriateness of dress, neatness, poise, and many other qualities. So get your...
Let's drop in on Mr. Hammond's class.
All right. That's all worked out now, and I hope you understand where I got this part right here. It's minus 2x is equal to minus 26. X is equal to 13. Minus 2 divided into minus 26 is plus 13. Now, I'd like to have you look at the next one, the 12th one. And the secret of the 12th one, is back of Pythagoras again now. The little Pythagoras has something to say about this one. AB is 51. AC is equal to 24. And BC is equal to 45. I hope now you know how to find out whether that is a right triangle or not. Anybody doesn't know? Oh, gee. What is Pythagoras now? Pythagoras is the square of one leg plus the square of the other leg is equal to the square of the other.
Let's leave Mr. Hammond now as he completes his morning lecture and visit the PE classes. They should be about ready to begin their morning exercises. Listen to them.
Fight the fifth! Georgia! Maybe we ought to stay out there in all that cold.
Let's go back in.
Freezing.
Not too cold out here.
Huh?
Cold enough.
Well,
freezing.
Good job.
On to second period.
John, you're tardy.
I'm not John, I'm the narrator.
Quiet, I want all eyes on me. When four bells ring, I'll dismiss a few individuals for the assembly. The others seem to have already left. Where are you going? That was only three bells.
Now, as I sum up my remarks, we have one more first that we're shooting for tonight. Our composite team record against Ventura is no wins and seven losses. Tonight, if the student body will begin yelling, much the same that Glendale did when this team hits the floor, and after you have yelled for 10 or 15 minutes, if you begin chanting, "Beat Ventura," like Glendale did, then I know that this ball club and this student body will be the first combined team ever to defeat a Ventura basketball team. Yeah!
Okay, before I introduce the Flags and Majorettes for a routine, I'd like to have a big hand for our coach, Mr. Inger. Yeah! Now we'll have a routine from the Flags and Majorettes.
The bell rings, signaling the end of second period and the beginning of snack. The students walk toward the covered patio. At snack, loyal members attend their club meetings.
Could everyone please sit down? The art club meeting is called to order. Okay, we're going to discuss the art show. The committee's not here this week, but as you know, last week they did prize cookies, and the biggest percentage of cookies that we would have at the art show are 40 to 50 cents a dozen, and they were probably less if you ordered them in big volumes. So, yes?
I say we get donuts.
No. Well, we're looking into possibilities of both cookies and donuts, but you hadn't brought in a report on the donuts yet. That's why we were still thinking about the cookies.
That's the best reason.
Okay. Do we have any other suggestions of the type of cookies or type of donuts?
Yeah. Glazed donuts, because more people are going to eat, they're going to eat too many cookies, you know. Compared to donuts, maybe they'll eat one or two donuts.
The meeting of the biology club coordinates, please come to order. First, we'd like to have a review of the minutes from Charlene Samuel.
The meeting was called to order at 2:53 with Linda Messmer presiding. Tim Mergen's treasurer reported that we have presently $166.74. Old business. We are planning a banquet, and the three restaurants are Hofbrauer, Golden Bull, and Dupar's. We took an informal vote on which one we wanted. The club was in favor of the Golden Bull. There was no new business, so the meeting was adjourned at 3:03.
Would anybody like to change or add something to the minutes? Okay, the minutes. Okay. Now we'd like to have a financial report from Tim Mergen.
The Future Nurses Club of America, please come to order. Our new business for today, we're all going to have to go to the Veterans Hospital.
What for?
Not what you think. There will be no casualties since this is a healthy club. We're going there to entertain. All of you will have to bring refreshments.
Gee, what do you mean by entertain?
Not what you think.
How old is the guy here?
About 80 or 90.
Boy.
They're veterans of the last war, the war before
Spanish
that.
American War.
Now, how many people here can volunteer to bring cakes? Any kind?
Bring one.
Okay. Will you bring one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you, can you bring two?
No.
Future Workers America is now in session. Is there any, we'll do a recap of some of the activities we've done in the past year.
Our first activity was the Pomona Fair, which was held in September. And we went to see the exhibits of Section 11 FHA. And the next activity was our Christmas projects, which were bean bags that were sent to Riviera Community Hospital. And then we sold cookbooks, which were meats, desserts.
As the bell rings, the Saxons gulp down their cookies and complain about going to their next class. Coming from the teacher's lounge, the teachers try to look on the bright side of their next class as they stumble down the corridor. In Mr. Ray's class, people come staggering in, while Mr. Ray comes staggering in even later.
Oh, heck, what am I going to do now? I ran out of jokes from Esquire and everywhere else. Oh, well, there's always the gags and Senior Scholastic that I can read to them when I run out of other jokes.
Hey, can I go to the library?
Okay, you know you can't go to the library. I've told you that 100 times.
This class doesn't even rate. Let me out of here.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like it either, but I've got to stay because they pay me to.
We now enter a speech class taught by Mr. Mushrush, where promising students are quietly going over their material.
If I want to hear from you, Chatty Cathy, I'll pull your cord. All right, everyone, back into your cages. Don't make a sound unless I rattle them. We'll now listen to speeches of interesting and educational value. Go ahead.
My topic for the evening is the feeding habits of the...
As we walk down the hall from room 326 to 324, we hear in Mr. Hillier's biology class a girl screaming. It seems that her rather careless lab partner has dropped a cow's eye down her back. In room 326, the speech class sleeps soundly as we leave the building. During period 4A in room 328, the staff of North High's newspaper, The North Wind, works under the guidance of Mr. Guy R. Old, Jr., the patient and understanding faculty advisor of the newspaper.
Would you please get quiet or I have to use a rubber hose on you, characters?
One of the many features of the North Wind is the Roving Reporter's column.
Hi, I'm the Roving Reporter for this issue of the North Wind. If you tell me your pet peeves, I'll put them in the next issue. What about you?
I hate eggplant and watermelon.
I hate cafeteria food.
I hate roving reporters.
Back in class, Mr. Old is giving advice to some of his staff.
Who wrote this headline? It's the worst headline I've ever seen. Where's the copy from the sports page? And would you mind telling me, Miss Cohn, why the press bureau doesn't get on the ball? We didn't have a thing in either of the papers this week. Okay, JJ, you've asked for it. Old man, the heater's coming to get you. He's not really a bad boy. JJ's gonna settle down. He's gonna get the circulation right yet.
But in spite of all the deadlines and worries, The North Wind gets published and the staff anxiously awaits to see which page gets the gold star.
Okay, gang, I was fairly well pleased with the last paper. And I think the gold star should go to page 2.
Yay!
Okay, how about page 1? Page 4.
No!
What about page 3?
Yeah!
How about 2?
Yeah!
What's wrong with 1?
No!
All right, let's clean it up!
Bat! Judge! Tucker, 5 demerits!
Pick up your feet! You look like a bunch of cows out here!
In case you haven't figured it out by now, that was our band practicing. It's almost time for lunch. Oh, there's Mr. Bantaw dismissing his class.
People, notebooks tomorrow. Let's have a better turnout this time, hmm? It's good.
Hey, what's on the menu in the cafeteria today? I think today's spaghetti day, or maybe it's chili. Oh well, it's hard to tell the difference anyway.
Man, the covered patio's getting worse all the time. Look at the mob.
Yeah, seems like more guys coming here all the time.
Excuse me, but you're standing on my hand.
Cool it, fella. Wait till this guy gets off my ear, then I'll move.
Say, did you vote in the election yet?
What election? Was that the passing bill or the Senate bill?
That was only the passing bill. We still had time to read that book for English. What was the title again? I forgot.
The Rise and the Fall of the Third Reich, or something like that. Hey, you got a pen I can borrow to write my book report with?
I got this one. I need it for my next class. I think we got a test or something.
That's okay. It'll only take a minute. Hurry up. I'll be late to class.
Many of the students of the sophomore class leave campus each day to brave the traffic snarls of the city of Torrance. The coaches and teachers that guide these students have nerves of steel.
Hands on top of the wheel. Okay, make the left here. Okay, very good. Very good. Good turn. By the way, I saw Mr. Byerly in the hospital yesterday. And he tells me you've been having a little trouble with the... Slow down! Brakes!
It's hard to believe, but at the same time, on the other side of the campus, the rest of the sophomores are contentedly listening to music played in Mr. Walker's music appreciation class.
The music of the ancients was relatively simple in style and form, but fragments can be heard filtering into our present-day tunes.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Let's leave Asian music and come back to something that's music to every young American's ears. The teachings of Mr. Mays.
The average person probably imagines that he doesn't have any active role in American democracy, and to do this, you have to have a negative opinion about government. And so, to get a positive opinion, if you're a John Q. Citizen from Podunk Center, Kansas, you write to your congressman, and he writes back, and then you realize how much of an important part you do have in American democracy, and this is American democracy in action.
And so the day progresses. The students look forward happily to sixth period.
Not to sixth period, you think, to the end of sixth period.
Beware. During sixth period, do not be afraid of the strange noises coming from the gym. It is just the mighty roar of the animals of the North High basketball team. Listen closely. Hear the rattle of chains. Those chains fasten the door of the biggest cage on earth. It holds the biggest and most ferocious animal on the team, a species named the Jolly Blue Giant, alias Ron Taylor. How are you, Tiny?
Real good, but I can't stop to talk now. I gotta run laps for the mistakes I've just made. So long.
Uh-oh. One, two, three. Timber!
Sounds like the teachers are preparing for their last period. There's Mr. DiBiase.
Let me out of here!
As the period
drags on,
the teachers evaluate the students on their advancement in the field of learning. The girls' glee club diligently strives to create a beautiful song. Students all over the school react to the teacher's jokes. The period draws to a close, but the students, dedicated and courteous, continue working. The students, stimulated by the ringing of the bell, slowly nod approval. And the teachers, after trudging back to the faculty lounge, relate their disappointment over the ending of another school day. And so ends a typical day of sex and sound. But the night is just beginning.
At this time, I'd like to introduce to you the 1965 Basketball Royalty Board. The freshman class princess, Christine Yant. The sophomore class princess, Susan Alexander. The junior class princess, Jackie Wagner. The senior class princess, Jenny Moon. And the 1965 Basketball Royalty Court Queen, Renee Barnes.
North High's march to CIF was the proudest aspect of the athletic
right
year.
Next to Taylor, and Taylor dwarfs him. Right, 68-67. North High back by one. Alvin shooting 1-1. 57 seconds left to play. Alvin's got the ball. Western got the lead. Alvin set, puts it up. It's good. North High's been shooting unusually well at the free throw line today. Okay, it's the others up. That's good. North High's got the lead. Western in the forecourt. 69-68, 53 seconds left to play. Tries to shoot over Taylor. He does. It's good. North High's back by one. 70-69. Good shot from the outside. Here comes Richardson. Richardson stops. Brings it into Taylor. Taylor turns around. Shuttles it up. North High wins. 71-70. Western's trying to slow it down. Play for one shot. 32 seconds left. Nope. Shoots from outside. Rebound. Sear. Littlest man on the court brings it out to Alvin. Alvin sees a coach screaming stall, and they bring it over to Richardson. Richardson to Shear. Shear dribbles through three men, brings it, throws it out of bounds. No. Taylor's got it. Nine. 9 seconds left to play. Alvin's got it. Alvin lays it. Here tonight, it's Cerritos 73-70 in favor of the North High Saxons.
The basketball season was followed by the backwards dance and the prom. Then, graduation.
In a few short days, this group of fine young men and women seated down on the field this morning will cease to be called seniors of North High. They will enter into a new category of a growing body of prominent men and women called Saxon alumni. As a group, this assembly this morning will be their last gathering with the remaining underclassmen of our student body. It is hoped each senior will continue to strive for and complete future goals and aspirations that were seeded and nourished during his or her short span of 4 years on the North High campus. On this annual occasion, it is always a pleasant task to be able to bestow tokens of appreciation, honor, recognition, and special awards to deserving members of our graduating classes. We are proud of this class of 1965.